We just got through talking about one kind of application, surveys. Now I want to talk to you guys a little bit about blogs as another kind of application. And I think you're all familiar with blogs. But let me just kind of run through again. This is probably, this will be pretty simple for you. I hope. Anyhow. So what is this? You know, what this presentation is going to just give you the answer to that question, I guess. What is a blog? And blog is it's a funky word. People called them web logs, and it was too hard to say, so they just started saying blog instead. They've been around for a long time. And the skills that I want you to get, they're kind of covered in this little presentation, are just how to read and search for things, how to retrieve posts in a blog. And the concepts, I guess there are a few concepts that we need to, that'll be covered. What is a blog? This idea of subscribing to something so that you get it automatically rather than have to go get it yourself. The idea of a one-to-many communication media. A wireframe diagram, the idea of a permalink, and the idea of a tag, which some people call labels. But so tag and label just mean the very same thing. Tag's the more common term. And where does this fit in the class? I'm going to go to that next slide that shows where does it fit in the outline. Don't answer, just think in your head. Can you picture that outline in your head? You've seen it 6 times now. What was the big breakdown? The 2 main categories. Don't answer. Just picture it in your head. Do you got them in your head? How many people know? Don't answer what they are. How many people know what it's an outline with 2 categories. What are the 2 categories? How many people know? 1 person. 2 people.
I can't hear your question
right there. Okay. The next slide is going to... What's going to be on the next slide? It's going to be that class outline, right? A very high-level class outline with about 6 points on it. And it's broken down into 2 categories. What are those 2 categories? You've seen, this is a slide you've seen 6 times. You saw it the first day of class. You've seen it every time I've done a presentation. And I've told you, you know, this is kind of the real big picture. See how things fit into this class. So... Yeah, I know. No, don't peek. That's not fair. All right. So you know whether you've got it in your head or not, right? So let me show it to you. Let's end the suspense. What was it? Skills and concepts, right? And then within skills, we had development of applications and content creation. And within concepts, we had applications, implications, and technology. Haven't you all seen that slide before? You've seen that slide. Every one of these presentations starts out with that slide because I'm trying to let you know kind of how I have this thing organized. So, anyhow, what's this presentation about?
Blogs.
And that's a type of an application, so we're going to talk about blogs now, and that's why I say it fits in that place. Well, that's our class blog. That's just what it looked like, I don't know, at the start of the semester, 2 weeks ago or something. That's what it looked like. And what it is, it's a place where every week, pretty much, I mean, I don't make any, it's irregular, but it irregularly, once a week, twice a week, I write a little article about something that I sort of noticed that week that seems to me to be relevant to this class. And I've been doing it for several years, so there's tons of these little articles. This one was, should you be buying and selling textbooks at Amazon? And it talks about Amazon, what they're doing to try to sort of get into the textbook business. Amazon, Apple with this new iPad, the whole world is going to really be trying to sell textbooks to you guys in electronic form as opposed to, you know, books. And the world is just starting to work that out. And so I thought, well, you guys are students, and it's a network-based application. So I said, great. I wrote a little article, if you will, a little short column on that. And I posted that to my blog. And since that, I think I've done 2 more. And before that, I've probably done 200 over the last few semesters. So that's what I'm doing with this blog. I'm sort of taking current things that are relevant to this class and writing little blurbs about them, little miniature articles, if you will. So that's what my blog is. If you scroll down, you'd see all the past articles forever. Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I write. Well, I can write whatever I want. I can write. Yeah, this is. I could do. It's not necessarily what I think. I could be writing what somebody else thinks, or I could be writing anything I want. Okay. In this case, though, but for sure, I'm the guy that's writing it. Okay. Remember, I said that one of the concepts is this: blogs are generally, though not always, a one-to-many medium. One guy's writing, many people are reading. What's a newspaper? Is that a one-to-many medium?
Yes.
Kind of. It's sort of. There's a number of people writing, but it's a few to many. Let's put it that way. And I could invite you two people to post things on my blog as well, or we could have a blog that three people contribute to on a regular basis. But generally speaking, a blog is one person, or maybe just a couple people, with anybody, you know, an open-ended readership. Yeah.
Even though we're not in CIS 471, that's the one that we...
Yeah, because this is a blog for both courses. You know, it's the 275 and 471 is a, they just kind of, it's one big course that breaks in half at Christmas time or something, you know what I mean? I consider it, this is an audience for people interested in taking these classes in network-based applications. Cool. All right, so this is this is my blog, and let me show you, I want you to get easy with it, but let me give you kind of a rough overview of it. This is the way each post is laid out. There's a title and a date at the top. There's a footer at the bottom. The body of the post, you know, the words, what it is I'm trying to tell you about, goes in this area. That's the biggest part. And over in the right-hand column, there's some additional information about the blog as opposed to about that one post. Okie doke? And all the posts follow this same format. And just to pop a word out to you, that was in one of the concepts I wanted to stress. This is called like a wireframe diagram. You can see where the name comes from. And web designers, this is where they start. You got a screen, it's this big, and you say, how am I going to divide it up? I'm going to put the navigation here. I'm going to put, you know, this part here. The ads are going to go over there. So as a web designer, you start out, you've got really limited screen real estate. And you start out by planning it this way as a wireframe diagram. If you're on a handheld device, you've got even more limited real estate. And you really have to plan carefully. So that's what I meant when I said a wireframe diagram. So here you've got, and let me show you. Here's I've annotated different areas now within that. And the next slide is a key to that, the ABCD, the different places on the diagram. So you don't have to write these down. Just make sure they make sense to you. So up here at the very top, and this doesn't scroll, this is just one thing for the whole blog. There's a search box. You can type a word in there, and it'll search through the whole blog, all the posts. Let's say I've done 300 posts. It'll search through all 300 posts, looking for the ones that have that word in it, and it'll retrieve just those. So if I typed in the word Cuba, and four of the posts had Cuba in it, it would come back with just those four posts and none of the others. B is the title and a date. So you can see the title and the date. And there's another thing. If you click on B, on the title, what happens is this. Instead of getting the whole blog, you get just that one blog post. And the thing that's nice about that, you can focus on it. And what you see is it has its own unique URL, its own unique web address. So you can then tell somebody, look at this blog post. Send them that web address, and instead of seeing the whole blog, they'll see just that one post. And that web address that points to just one blog post is called a permalink. You'll hear that word, permanent link, because it's permanent. And that way you can refer to a post within a blog. If you click on C, where it says listen, did I do that? I did that in one of the classes. I don't remember if it was this one or the other one, but it sort of tries to read it to you. Did we do that? Okay. We did, right? All right. She was here. Anyhow, but what it would say is, you know, here it goes, you know, faculty like textbooks because, and instead of me saying it, it wouldn't be a recording of me, but it would be a computer voice, you know, faculty like textbooks because, you know, sort of like that. It sounded a little funky, but you could understand it, probably. And that's a technology that gets better and better as time goes by. When that speech to, or text-to-speech technology first came out, it's been around 30 years, more, forever and ever. It was hard to understand. I can remember playing 20, 30 years ago, if I was teaching a class, playing stuff for students and making them not look at what it was and see if they could listen. Like I'd take a New York Times newspaper article, and they, without seeing the words, they couldn't understand it. It would be like a guy from India talking, but he'd have a strong accent, and he'd also be drunk or something. I mean, you just couldn't understand it. But now you can; it's pretty good, and it'll get better. Anyhow, so that's C. D is the body of the post. It's the story I wrote, what I was trying to tell you guys. E, if you click in E, there are two ways to subscribe. One is by email, and one is by RSS. And I'll tell you about RSS later. It's a simple idea, but it's a subscription thing. The basic idea is you don't want to have to go visit my blog every day to see if I posted something on it. You want to subscribe and be automatically told when I do, so you can just relax. So to get an email subscription, you click on subscribe by email. Here are some links to other places. And this last thing, G, you click on that, and it makes it into the post into a PostScript page, like a sort of printable page in PostScript. And like I said, that's all spelled out in this slide. Okay, again, in the evening class, I said, okay, does that make sense? Everybody gets what a permalink is? And one guy who's sitting over on this side, he said, nah, not really. Okay, so I threw in another slide and basically restates what I just said. Every blog has a URL. This is the URL of the blog. But a permalink is not to the blog itself, but to a particular post within the blog. And it's a real handy thing. You use those a lot. At the bottom, remember in that wireframe diagram, there was the title, the other information, the post, and then at the bottom a footer. Here's the footer from that post, and again, I've just kind of annotated A, B, C, D, E, F, what's there. A, the reason I put that A there is there's a picture, and when you see a picture in a blog, 99% of the time, you can click on that picture and you get the full size. So for example, this picture, if you look at this, even if, you know, if the lights are out, you can't read that writing. But if you click on it, it downloads the full size picture, and then you'll be able to see it better or save it. B, again, it's just a second place you can click here and get that permanent link. It's the same as clicking on the title. It does exactly the same thing. Now, C is an interesting one. If you click on C, you can leave comments for the author. And similarly, you can see comments that other people have left. So if I did there's one post on here that's got, I don't know, most of them, people, nobody bothered to comment. There's one, though, that's got, I don't know, 30 or 40 comments, a whole ton of comments, because it just kind of caught some people's attention. D, this isn't used too much, but there is a formal mechanism. I never use it. Some people do. Whereas if one blog links to another, you can automatically capture the fact that this guy linked to me, and you can have link back to him. That is what D is. And E is an important one. Remember I said at the start, we're going to talk about this idea of tags, and some people call them labels. In this platform, the platform I'm using is Blogger platform, they call tags labels. But when you see the word label, just think, oh, tag, because that's what most people say. And the tag is another way to organize your blog. I'm just making this up. Say there are 200, 300 blog posts. when you come to my blog, well, you know, unless you're really a fanboy or something, you're not going to sit and read through all 200 of those. But you might be curious to get tags on, say, government articles that pertain to government policy, or articles that pertain to wireless communication or whatever. And so what I have done, and what any blogger would do, is I make up a post. I assign some tags to it. I'll say, okay, this, well, let's take the example of the one we're looking at. I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure if it shows or not. No, you can't see it. Anyhow, I might have done this, tagged this as implications and textbooks. And then you can come to my website and you can say, find me all the posts that have the tag implications, or all the posts that have the tag websites or textbooks, and you'll get the ones that I've given that tag to. It's just a way for me to organize it to make it easier for you to find things. Make sense? And that idea of tags pops up everywhere, all over the place. Yeah, just one last thing on comments. As I said at the start, a blog is mainly a one-to-many thing. One person writing, many people reading. But the way around that is comments. Readers can leave a comment. If you click on comment, you'll get a little screen like this where you can type in your comment. And then you'll also be asked to type in this little kind of a nonsense word. You've seen these kind of things, haven't you, where it's kind of obscure and hard to read? Those are called captchas. And why do they do that?
In a blog, I was trying to take that down.
Have you seen those before? Where you go to do something on the internet and it makes you type in some funny letters or numbers or something?
Yes.
Why do they do that? Huh? They want to make sure you're a person, not a computer. Because what would I maybe do if I were a clever programmer and I had a company that sold things? Maybe I'd want to go write a program that took a look at every blog post on this server and put in a comment that said, buy my things, click here for a link, right? Okay, I could write a program that did that, and this is designed to stop that, because somebody has to stop and type in the words to make sure you're a person. But even with this protection, I get tons of, like, the comments. If you put a comment on my blog, it comes to me first, and I get to screen it to see, hey, should I leave this in or not? And I do that because a lot of times I'll get total spams, commercials for things, and I'll say, no, reject that comment, don't show it. So that's what that's all about. And like we said, there could also be several authors of a blog if you so desire. This guy does these videos. I think they're pretty cool. So I'll give you links to a bunch of them, or you can just go to his website. Let me just start it out. I think you can finish it. Did you hear the last thing he said? That you can make a blog for a large, there are a large number of topics and news topics, or not news, I mean in the sense of daily news, but there are a large number of topics with relatively small audiences. So like, who's the audience for my blog?
Us.
You guys. Okay. Not, you know, my blog is not read by sports fans. How about if I'm running a company or something? Maybe just for the customers of my company. Or maybe just for the people that are interested in a certain product that my company provides.